I want to say some, talk about, try to present something which I don't have full clarity in, but we'll try to at least give the direction in this Indian, at least what it seems like, possibility here. So in the end of the Parsha of Arayas, I think it's very choshev yisoid that comes out. And then in the Parsha Arayas, in Perek Yudches Pasuk Chavav, it says, "Ushmartem atem es kukoisav es meshpotai v'lisatsu mekol atoivay sa'ila." So the Rechem HaKadosh tells, what's the title in the pasuk? "Ushmartem atem es kukoisav es meshpotai." According to atem is extra. The pasuk says, "Ushmartem es kukoisav es meshpotai," like it says everywhere else. So he says that by the shmira in this inyan of Arayas is atem, is that's how you build yourself up. And if he says that exactly, but that the building of the person comes from a shmir in this inyan, which is a very similar similar thing that the Lagmar says in the Gelim Adatar also. That, so I wanted to explain that a little bit. What's the shmartim atim? What's the way? What's the amkus of this inyan, that a shmira in the inyan of Arayas is the oifen of how to stay, to build up a person. So we know that the more the person, the Chazal given Eitzah, the Torah Tavlin, and then more persons the Rangatan and Torah and holding by Torah, then that's a shmir for the Eitzahara in general. So what's the pshat? So I think we're accustomed to saying is that it's like it's a shmir. A person's involved in this, and it's not going to be interested in that. So it's like an Eitzah. It's like an Eitzah. The mice, this thing is very strong. Nezar is very strong. But if a person is going to be involved in Torah, so then it's a Shmirah on, it's an Eitzah how to protect oneself. So we'll see, maybe it's a little tiefer than that. The Goyin writes in it's brought down in the Chumash of the in Parshas Hazinu. He writes that there's Gimel Veres Chamuris, Gimel Veres Avodah Zarah Shefichas Damim, and there's three Amudim, Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, and each one is connected one of those Inyanim. That Gilerai, that Shefichas Damim, the Tikkun of Shefichas Damim is Gemilas Chasadim. He cares about the other person. The Tikkun on Avodah Zarah is Avodah Hashem, and the Tikkun on Gilerai is Torah. That's what he says. So there's a Miyuchad Dika Kesher between Torah and the in this Indian. You see this in the Rambam also. The Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Yisrebia, the Yidurdika Rambam, that and in the Mikvois also, that the more person is Oisik in Torah, he's mefane, he puts his asik in Torah, then the more he has a shmir in this, but in this inyan. And he says, if mikolzois amrum, yifane atzma machshavta l'divrei Torah, v'yarchiv daitu b'chochma, shem machshavis arayis, mizgaberis el b'lei ponim in ha-chochma. V'chochma ho'im ha-yelis ha-havim v'yal ha-schein. So, so I don't think, obviously it doesn't just mean get busy with Torah, because a person can get busy with science and a lot of other things and just distract yourself. And it doesn't mean obviously that a person just would be distracting themselves and filling their das with a different shtos instead of this. There's a specific tikkun that where the lave is ponui, that and that pania, that openness, that vacuum in the lave would drive a person towards Arayas. Filling that up with Torah is a siluk of the inyan in the person that would drive them towards Arayas. So there's a specific kesher between these two things. Now, Chod is mefurish in a different going that it says, there's a Gemara. Gemara Babas, it says, it's an abstract Gemara, it's not clear what it's saying. Barosh Kol Marin, in the head of every of all the diseases is anot dam. It like I guess literally what the Gemara is saying is some sort of blood related diseases. Those things create the biggest problems. Beresh kol asvan, and the best healer is chamar, anot chamar, is wine. And ba'asar delos chamar, if you don't have taman mizbu salman, go get a different medicine. Okay, so it's a nice one of those Gemaras that we know exactly what it's saying. So the Gra, the Ma'al Satira, he's bringing it down in the back of this up here, but it's brought in the Sefer Ma'al Satira, he brings down that what this Gemara is saying is unbelievable. Zach. It says Bereish Kol Marin, the head of every of the, all the Yitzrei Hara, and the person that drives them towards the Averes is Anot Dam, is Dam. Is the kachem is av in the person, and that the adrenaline, whatever that's what pushes a person towards averus. And bereish kol asvan, and the way to get out of it is anochamar tera, yengnashol tera. And if a person doesn't have tera, then they should go look for other samimonim. Which is, he says, the way his lashon is very stronger than even putting in the Gemara. He says, Torah takes care of the problem. Misha'in about Torah, who tzarach lerefuos? That's the lashon of Gra. The Ma'al Zagra says he heard this mipiv of the guy. And he says, Misha'in about Torah, who tzarach lerefuos? Eich le'esnaig. So which refuos? Is tikkun amidos. Of a mishu b'alter ain't a tzorich lerefuos. Lerefuos amidos. Rak yasek b'alter v'yas Hashem kol hayom. So, what it's mashma over here is that he doesn't have the problem if he's oisek b'alter. If he's not oisek b'alter and he has the problem, now you can try to fix the problem with other solutions. But the whole problem doesn't start for the b'alter. The Baal Torah doesn't have it's solving. It's not the sub. There's a whole list of medications. This works first, this works second, this works third, so try the best one first. It's not a list of medications. Everything else is medications. The Torah is attacking at a whole different level. It's saying that if it's the Baal Torah, then he doesn't have this problem to begin with. Misha'ein Baal Torah, who tzarech, he has to go figure out a solution. So it sounds like it's dealing with the issue in more of an amkus. So, there's I saw brought down so Kuntres over here that someone was giving out. Anyway, so over there they bring that from a tzaddik who brings that from a zayar. Unbelievable zach over here. That the Kiyadua, the Gemara says that the Gemara, the Chazal were Anshe Knesset Gedola, were mevatel the Yitzra of Avodah Zara. And they mevatel the Yetzer of Avodah Zara. And so then they said, while we're at it, mevatel the Yetzer of Arayas. So the Gemara says they couldn't be mevatel the Yetzer of Arayas because the next day there was no eggs and the world can't function without the Yetzer of Arayas. That's the Gemara says. The Zara gives a different reason. It says, they wanted that the Yitzhahara should be destroyed from the world. Except for approval. We need the Yitzhahara. Means we need the Yitzhahara for Rais, otherwise no one would learn Torah. It would affect the people's ability to learn Torah. This is a different text. You can't be mevatel yitzhar for arayis because that yitzhar for arayis would be mevatel the chibur people to Torah. So in other words, what he's saying over here is that it's the koyach in the person, which is natur in the person for arayis, which is the same koyach that a person has and that. In order to connect to the Torah, so I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know exactly how to touch it up, but there is a tzaddik also. Tzaddik is a tzaddik, Oisman Dalad. says, he says that Mishayish le chuka gedoyla le taivas aguf. So he gets depressed. Why am I? This is what I'm struggling with. So he gets down on himself. That means that you're graciously capable to for drishas emes. That means agufa. The greater that chelik of the person is, the greater he is a potential kli kibul for Torah. Saba, the Gemara by Abaye in Sukkah, where Abaye was walking behind two people, a man and a lady, and they're walking, and he says, oh, I'm going to catch this guy doing an Avera, and eventually went deep into the forest, and then turned out they were just walking down the same path, and he said, okay, nice meeting you, and he went home, and the Hisha went the other way. And Abaye says that he was mitzaren himself, because he says, if I was there, I wouldn't have been able to be Oymid bin Isayin. So he is a matzo'o hahu saba. It's an old man. It was Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi found Abaye, and he said, Adar Abba. It says, Kol Gadol Mechaver Yisro Gadol Mimenu, which he's teaching to mean this vart. That Adar Abba, this thing is because he has such a clear kibul for Torah. So, what that means is that the amkus on some level is that the person that is driven to this is because they want something, they want to be mischaber to something beyond themselves. This yitzur d'arayis is not the core of it is not the physical part, it's the drive to go beyond oneself. That I can be mischaber to something larger than myself. A person is limited to themselves. But in this area, a person can go beyond himself. Like the Gemara, the shtickle from Ravram Ben Agros, he says the chilek between, there's two weapons we find in the Torah. There's a sword and an arrow. Sword is when a person is by them. The chetz is when it's not connected to them. The chetz goes further. That means that the Gemara says yorek chetz. It means the person in this area is able to be mischaber to something beyond themselves. So they're driven. They're not satisfied with just being mitzumtum to themselves. And there's a drive to go and get beyond. Kol zman a person doesn't have that, then they can't really be driven to accomplish entire either. Person could learn and be very, it's good, you know, go through Siddharam and go through and do things, but the person, in order to accomplish, has to have a drive to be mischaber themselves to the Torah, give up a little bit of themselves and go beyond their own goof. I think that's what it means. Rav Volba says that when it says that without Yigiyah, you can't accomplish in Torah, lo yigata matzasa al tamin. Yigiyah means the borderline of Yigiyah is that Kol Zman that he's learning without Yigiyah, so that's the place where he's still with his goof. It's comfortable for the goof, it's comfortable for me, so I'm doing both. So there's no place where I'm giving up anything. The Yigiyah is when the person is limiting his goof to say, I want something more than what the goof could give me. I want something beyond that, and that's what the Yigiyah is. And a person cannot shteig in Torah without this midah. He has to be driven to accomplish something. He has to be driven to become something, and then he can accomplish in Torah. There's a lot a person can do without that, but that's not accomplishing in Torah. The Goyin said, the Rav Chaim Volozhin brings that from the Goyin, Tshuva l'anichsha ba'oven keri, kimat b'pesha rachman l'tzlan, amar hu, kisha oisik b'tera, ain't tzarech l'doi klal. Oisik b'tera, it's a tshuva shlema. And it's not just that it covers him from the Yisurim. It's a tshuva, meaning to say that in the place that was driving the person for this, he gufim has a tikkun because he's using the same thing for Torah. So when it says that, when Rambam says that ein nimtza arayis, this taiva el b'lev aponim min hachochma, he's not saying, stop, fill it up so you don't get distracted. So the very same thing which is driving the person for this is a person using it for Torah. So it goes away. So it's not just a refuah, it's not just a refuah for the problem. For, I have a problem, I have to figure out how to deal with the problem. The Baal Torah doesn't have the problem, because the Baal Torah puts in the place that drives the person to this, he's using that to say, the way I'm mischabe, the way I'm becoming this bigger than myself, the way I can connect is through Torah. And that drive in the person is utilized for Torah. And it's misakin in a whole different way. Mela, and that's the pshat that Avodah Zarah is connected to Torah, Gil Arayas, is connected to Torah. And Mela, Mesama, maybe we could go back to what we were starting, is that that's the pshat in that pasuk. Shmartem Atem, is that when a person has a shmira in this thing, then it doesn't mean the shmira of the refuos, of the stam fighting it. The shmira in this is, the greatest shmira is, that the person is able to take that and utilize it for Torah. So that's building himself. Shmartem Atem, the way a person, the place that the challenge of the person to build himself up is he going to use this for Torah, or are they going to use this not for Torah? And Mela, that's how a person is kaveya their own darga. So we should, what I understand from this is that there's really an accomplishing of Torah. A person has to be driven. A person has to be driven to accomplish in Torah. And you know, you see that when something, a sugya starts, a sugya starts, and another one wants to accomplish. So I want to get each sugya, get klar, what I want to come out with it. It's not just going through. It's coming out. It's being kind of something. This is where that shtel zachais. This is where then the person, they're driven to accomplish. And Baruch Hashem, the Ilm has this very much so, that I feel like the Ilm wants and is motivated to accomplish, and we should keep that cheshek very, very stark, Beis Hashem, as we prepare for Kabbalah Satera and going to new Zman, to be kind of new limudim and new sugyas, Beis Hashem, we should be zeicha to continue shtagging, Beis Hashem.